Yeah, this gentleman over here, he's called the Siddh Krishna Prabhu. He'll come with us. If you've gone to Govardhan, you see him. He's the temple president of our Govardhan Ashram. And if you're going there on Sunday, then you go on parikrama with him. And of course, you know, Maharaj was going to be here, and I was going to be in Delhi, but the roles changed. And he went off to Kazakhstan on some important business. So I'm going to try to fill in. And you have limited, or at least shorter time for parikramas. And maybe you notice Vrindavan's pretty busy. When we built this house, there was nothing here. Balaram Baba lived in something about the size of our kitchen. And then there was just someone at the end of the path. And when we first started to come here to Vrindavan, then there was just Krishna Balaram Mandir in 1974. And between here and almost down to the Mathura Road, there was nothing. It was Fogel Ashram. And even it was dangerous to come for Mangalarti, because you had to come in groups when we were coming. Now things have changed. Things have changed drastically. And people are constructing huge buildings like that. So especially because it's a weekend, it's going to be the last weekend of Kartik, right? There's a lot of people going to be here. And so I like to go to two places where there are not going to be any people. And most important of all, there won't be any pandas to ask for money. Although that just reminds me, I'll go in and put a few rupees in my pocket. And today we'll go to Davanala Kund. Now that's a little walk. It's about 2 kilometers back up the Parikram Marg. And if anyone gets tired and you want to hop on a rickshaw, then you get off at the railway tracks, because we'll just go just beyond the railway tracks, and which is not far away. And then on the way back, you can just get on. It's a pleasant walk. I don't know what the Parikram Marg is like, whether there's how busy it is, but I'm sure it'll get busy. And then we'll tell you about the place there. Parikrama always begins, you know, with offering obeisances and take the dust of Sri Vrindavan Dham, because it's by the grace of Vrindavan Dham that we're here. Many people are getting very rich from Vrindavan, making lots of profit. When you come down that Yamuna Expressway, you turn off to here, there are all these huge, big, it's like being in London or New York with all these adverts. You see all the monkeys, dogs, hogs. Those are the people who are trying to make a profit out of Vrindavan. Even though they're Brijbasis, by committing sinful activities and dham aparad, they have to take birth as an animal in Vrindavan before they can go back to Krishna. so it's an offense to come to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is for austerity. It's for pure life. Prabhupada said, actually, Vrindavan is for sannyasis, for renunciation. In fact, Prabhupada brought grihasthas here, and he wanted them to do service, but Prabhupada said, but if you want to have children, you have to leave Vrindavan. You can't. Mayapur is different. Mayapur is more merciful. But still, you can't take advantage of the mercy, because that will also result in offense. Especially in Karti. So, we can go, and but you've heard three on the 18th. Today's 21st, right? Yeah. 20th. Today's 20th. Yeah, 18 was 500 years ago when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan. No, right? November 18, 500 years ago. So that's 1515. That's when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 29 years old. And that was after making quite a concerted effort to come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had started, and then Sanatana Goswami advised him, you've got too many people following you. It doesn't look good to come to Vrindavan with many followers. So then Lord Chaitanya turned back. And it was later that he came through Jarikanda forest. Anyway, if you remind me, maybe we can talk about that when we get there. So it's a very special, it's a special time. And it's interesting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just came at the end of Kartik, if it was Kartik at all at that time. Because this is Kartik, because this is Purushottam Mas. Was that Purushottam Mas when he came? Was Chaitanya came? I don't know. If it wasn't, then Kartik was already over. If it was, then perhaps. So that's the only reason why it's still Kartik in the third week of November. All right, let's go. I remember I have to take my shoes, and there's something else I need to take. And